father said that one day, if man continued in his ways, the Creator would annihilate this world.
Can it not be averted?
He speaks to you. You must trust that he speaks in a way that you can understand.
I saw water. Death by water. That's our new life.
A great flood is coming. We build a vessel to survive the storm. We build an ark.
Okay, here's the deal. The biggest tragedy of Darren Aronofsky's Noah is how mismanaged the marketing was. This was never meant to be a literal retelling of the biblical flood story, and trying to court the religious audience was a mistake. Instead, Noah is a highly stylized interpretation of the legend. The first half of the film is fascinating, with bold directing choices showing a young Earth overrun with a corrupt civilization. Aronofsky makes a brilliant film in the beginning with gorgeous cinematography and production design. How he handles the rather short biblical story and makes it a big budget spectacle is extremely impressive, until we get to the flood. Once those waters come down and the action surrounding it slows a bit, the movie completely falls apart, featuring nonsensical moments of cringeworthy melodrama and boredom. Half of the film is fantastic, with a totally bonkers interpretation of the Bible, but the other half is a real chore to get through. Still, half a good film is better than all of a bad film, so Noah gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.